Hey, everybody. Part two, as we recap 2021 and we look forward to 2022, you can email me directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank our amazing supporters. I want to thank Daniel again for your very generous support from Indiana. Thank you so much for your support. Claudia from Arkansas, thank you. I want to thank Carrie from New York, thank you. I want to thank Rita from California, thank you. Christina from Georgia, thank you. Carissa from Missouri, thank you. Anna from Indiana, thank you. Finn from Hawaii, thank you. Jared from Kansas. I also want to thank Dylan from Ohio. Leanne for your very generous support from California. And finally, JJ from Alabama. If you want to support our show, it's easy. Go to charliekirk.com/support. If you have been impacted in any way, shape, or form by The Charlie Kirk Show, please consider supporting us. Please consider getting behind us. We're building a new studio. We're putting our entire team together to go to 3 hours, more guests, more topics that we're pursuing in the pursuit of truth. And if that interests you at all and you say, man, I want millions of young people to potentially hear the message of The Charlie Kirk Show, then help us out if you can. No pressure. charliekirk.com/support. It goes directly into this program to hire more staff and help us out. It helps me out as well, and I'm very appreciative of that. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com to start a chapter, to start a high school or college chapter today, tpusa.com. Part two. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So 2021 marched on, and Georgia did the right thing to respond from all the irregularities and audits from the 2020 election and decided to pass a very kosher and mild voting law. Joe Biden responded to the Georgia voting law, calling it Jim Crow 2.0, and says this makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, whatever that means. Play cut 59.
And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic, what they're trying to do, and it cannot be sustained. I'm doing everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate, to keep that from becoming the law.
And then we saw the continuation of the alliance between people that run the government and people that run private corporations. We saw that foreshadowed on January 8th when they kicked Donald Trump off of Twitter and they destroyed a private company, Parler. But then all of a sudden we saw Delta, which you cannot board a Delta airline without voter ID, without an ID. Then we saw Coca-Cola, which is a soft drink company, which all of you should still be boycotting Coca-Cola, worthless company. And to go together where they decided to boycott the Georgia voting law and boycott Georgia, even though they're headquartered in Georgia. Play cut 58.
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are.
And then, of course, remember Major League Baseball decided to move their All-Star game from heavily black downtown Atlanta to super white Denver. ESPN Michael Wilbon said, yeah, moving the All-Star game, that honors the great Hank Aaron, even though you couldn't get into the All-Star game in Denver without showing photo ID. Cut 45.
My reaction is not just good, great. The shut up and dribble crowd, a significant portion. Many in the state of Georgia have decided that people who look like me, black and brown people, shouldn't vote. But Tony, there's so many things to unpack here. You mentioned Henry Aaron. To me, this particular move honors Henry Aaron.
This is why ESPN is a dumpster fire and why I basically only watch college football anymore. Is this person is so stupid, he shouldn't be given a platform, that somehow this is going to disenfranchise blacks from voting? I'll tell you who actually got hurt from that. Black people. Manager of Rodney's Jamaican Soul Food in Atlanta, not exactly a go-to destination for 31-year-old miserable single women that went to University of Colorado in Denver, said, yeah, like, hours are going to get cut 53.
I mean, we're in complete awe. We're shocked because it's going to affect not just our guests, but our team, our family as well. Like, you have to think about how many hours are going to be cut, how much drawback we're going to get. Not even suggest even food distributors, they won't be able to get that revenue either because we can't even go outsource anymore. So it's affecting, it's like a snowball effect.
Yes, it is. And it continues the theme, one of the themes of 2021, which is the regime declaring war on their citizens because they don't like their politics. How did Biden react? Well, he said, I strongly support Major League Baseball's boycott of Georgia. Of course he does. He's orchestrating it. He's the central nervous system of the choke point of trying to crush down on citizens. Play cut 54.
So, Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that.
And that just kind of goes to this theme that we saw with Parler and otherwise, which is Ron Klain and the White House are conducting the choke pointing of your way of life and other ways of life for political purposes. April 14th came along and Biden said that we're going to end the war in Afghanistan. We didn't think much of this. We, of course, supported the end of the war in Afghanistan. Of course, not ending the war in the way that they did. It's like saying, yeah, you know, I need to have my appendix removed. And someone says, okay, I got a pocket knife. And they just like go after your appendix. Like, no. Like, there's a way to do this. Cut 44, where Biden foreshadowed one of the great foreign policy failures in American history, the withdrawal of Afghanistan. Cut 44.
I believed that our presence in Afghanistan should be focused on the reason we went in the first place. To ensure Afghanistan would not be used as a base from which to attack our homeland again. I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
Now, he didn't tell you that he was going to be having other simultaneous wars happening in America. Now, at this point in April of 2021, you started to really see the major cracks in the regime. You started to see the uneasy footing. But still in April, the rise of the indestructible citizen, the anti-fragile grassroots activist, still hadn't properly peaked its head up, but it was about to. All throughout April, the Derek Chauvin trial was going on. Remember, Maya Eccles said that she was going to light cities on fire if they did not convict George Floyd. Play cut 46.
If George Floyd's murderer is not sentenced, just know that all hell is going to break loose. Don't be surprised when buildings are on fire.
That's a terrorist. She should be treated like a terrorist. But instead, she's platformed on TikTok and probably given a Netflix series. Cut 48, Maxine Waters openly calling for violence if Chauvin isn't convicted of murder. Play cut 48.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Yeah, know that we mean business. And then Biden, right before the Chauvin verdict, I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict. Play cut 52.
They're a good family, and they're calling for peace and tranquility, no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view.
And continued by Pelosi then bizarrely seeming to thank George Floyd for being killed. Play cut 51.
So again, thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe.
Thanking George Floyd for his death. We get into May, and all of a sudden we started to see moms and dads start to show up at school board meetings. Because then as the summer came, all of a sudden you started to see a major turn of events. All of a sudden in summer, things happen, as Ernest Hemingway said, they happen gradually, then suddenly. And the regime went from on high from January 20th to in total free fall and crisis by the summer. How did that happen? On a daily basis, people are being inundated with ads for overpriced boxers with some sort of slick ad campaign, and some would say innuendos. Personally speaking, I prefer to keep this topic very private, but I'm happy to tell you about a company that has a great product and shares our values. I want to tell you about UnderTack, the only men's basic brand that is unapologetically Christian, pro-American, pro-military, very, very proud pro-2A. They put comfort and functionality first by integrating a quick-release fly and secret pocket in extra-wide waistband for cash or tactical necessities. They're also antibacterial, anti-pilling, and the moisture-wicking fabric is super soft and comfortable. UnderTack is durable, fade-resistant, shrink-resistant, and ultra-lightweight. Here's the best part. They're 30% less expensive than the competition. Go to UnderTack.com. That's UnderTack with a C.com. Right now, as a special Christmas offer, get 20% off with the offer code KIRK20, K-I-R-K, number 20. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get UnderTack.com, UnderTack.com, promo code KIRK20 for 20% off. Dear Charlie, due to the vaccine mandate, I'm about to be unemployed with my son. Dateline is January 3rd, 2022. I got a mild variant of COVID, so she's already inoculated naturally, but I could tell you there's nothing available in New Jersey till the patient is ready for a ventilator. Of course, they want people to die. It's Phil Murphy and Joe Biden. Fortunately, I was prepared with a COVID kit, according to Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Mercola and others. I know in Florida, they're fighting hard for COVID patients. That's right. I also know that in Arkansas, Florida, and Kansas, and Iowa, they'll help you with an unemployment booster. Any idea where it's easier to find any job in a Republican state? Better if public transportation is available and safe. Hope to hear from you soon. This is happening in our country where single mothers, based if I'm reading this correctly, are people who take public transportation to work who don't want to take the vaccine, who've already had COVID, are going to have to get fired and leave their home state. So how did we get there? Well, we're going to talk about that because 2021 gave us the year of the mandate, the year of destroying people's lives intentionally for medicine that doesn't work. Well, one of the ways we got there actually is best described by our unwillingness to connect the Civil Rights Act to the destruction of private property. And Christopher Caldwell did this amazingly. So three books that I read, one of them I reread, but it was so long since I last read it, that really made a profound impact. The first is Age of Entitlement by Christopher Caldwell. It's a special book. It really is. Our entire team has read it. We've studied it. And he talks about how the United States Civil Rights Act had some very good provisions and clauses in it and had some unforeseen consequences that were so dramatic, so consequential, that actually many of the destruction and deterioration of private properties we see it today could be traced back to the false bargain of the United States Civil Rights Act that was passed in the 1960s, where it created a hyper-militarized Politburo to be able to enforce quote-unquote anti-racism against their political opponents. And you might say, well, how are they able to go into private businesses and tell them whether or not they need vaccines or masks? Well, how are they able to come into your business and tell you whether or not you have to serve certain customers? Now, I actually think there's an argument to say that you should have to force businesses to serve people at restaurants and hotels regardless of whether or not you like their skin color, which, again, we have such a supply and demand issue in America of racism. It's such a non-issue. But the unforeseen consequences, well, then all of a sudden you're going to be a government centralized agency that can go into a manufacturing facility and say, hey, every single one of your employees needs to take medicine that we like. And if not, doesn't matter if it works, doesn't matter if they've already had the virus or they're naturally immunized, then we're going to shut you down. Age of Entitlement by Christopher Caldwell. Phenomenal book. Second, I reread 1984. I read it on my honeymoon, actually. Read it quickly. It's a phenomenal book. And for those of you that have read 1984 in high school, you have to reread it. It gets better as our times start to actually look more and more like what Orwell predicted. There's so many different themes in 1984 of the theme of the psychology of power, of the control of the human mind, of the obsession of control, of surveillance, obviously, is the most quoted theme from 1984, but also from the deterioration of truth, from the destruction of objective standards, the introduction of subjectivity and power dynamics. Orwell saw it all coming so beautifully, and I'm really glad I read it, reread it this year. And then finally, Mere Christianity, which I read a long time ago, and I reread it. Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, probably my favorite apologist, one of my favorite books that I read this year, and one of my favorite books. And I think I read 29 books this year, if you count audiobooks, which I do count because you're still consuming that information. And I actually tallied it up. I filled out over 2,000 pages of journals of notes this year. So learned a lot, forgot a lot, and not to mention all the Hillsdale online courses. I took 10 Hillsdale online courses this year. You guys can check it out at charlieforhillsdale.com. And of course, I don't remember all of it, but I remember like 10 to 15% of it. So I'm 10 to 15% smarter than I was last year. So that's kind of cool. And I encourage all of you to make learning an obsession. It'll start to clarify and strengthen your view, especially in a sea of perpetual sand and chaos. By sand, I mean like quicksand of where you're living around. But Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, it's a beautiful book. It was actually originally speeches that were given during the Blitz of London on BBC that was turned into a book. How do you know a line is crooked if you do not have a straight line to compare it to? One of my favorite lines from Mere Christianity. Okay, that's a small detour. We're going to be back to the 2021 year in review. Look, stocks are at all-time high. People are saying things are going well, but you know they aren't. Interest rates are at zero, and the government just printed $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Consumer confidence just hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8%, with parts of the United States seeing rates as high as 8%. Something's not adding up. Inflation is here, everybody, and you got to do something about it. Put some of your assets into precious metals, and it will keep your money away from the volatility markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert today at Noble Gold, and they'll run through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. So go right now to NobleGoldInvestments.com or start by calling 877-646-5347, NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. All right, so this is when it starts to get good, because this year might seem like, get this year out of here. Okay, fine. It'll be gone in 48 hours. And yes, if you go back through some of this, and we're going through the supply chain crisis, the cyber attacks, the inability of the regime to actually manage anything successfully, but there was a rise of something that was so unique and so special. And I think back to that speech I gave with the wonderful Jack Kibbs on January 21st at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, where we talked about how citizens must rise up. And again, I'm not taking credit for anything. Other people were saying it. But I think back to it, and I saw the commitment of the people in the audience. And as the summer started to roll around in 2021, we all of a sudden began to see the rise of the school board mom and dad. This was an unexpected development for the people in charge that, after they declared war on us on January 2020, after they kicked Trump off of social media, all of a sudden they were dealing with a resilient population. Let's go first to Cut 68, the rise of the school board parents speaking out against sexually explicit books in their kids' schools. This was a drumbeat that spread like wildfire, everybody, this last year, and I would never seen anything like it. It was special, and it's still happening. Play cut 68.
Jasper wasn't even my boyfriend, just this dude I did some hacking with once in a while. Not in my league at all, but he had a big dick.
Toad toward the door, peering through the window at the boy, his pants around his ankles squeezed between April's straddled legs as she lay on top of a teacher's desk. I gripped his arms and flipped him around, pushing him against the wall. His eyes widened, mouth dropping. "Hey, what are you doing?" he chuckled nervously. I took a deep breath before dropping on my shaky knees, the ground cold.
Now, I want to apologize for playing that sexually explicit stuff, because if you send your child to public school, you are knowingly exposing them to pornography and propaganda at this point. But then, cut 67, I started to show up at school board meetings. I tried to participate the best I could. Play cut 67. Play whatever they have.
Good evening. I'm an Arizona taxpayer and employer of over 100 people in this state. I'm disgusted that you are lying to the citizens of this state and the people that pay your salaries. You say critical race theory is not in the school district, and then moments later, you have someone come up and use that word, equity. Just last week, the CUSD Summer Equity Symposium was held, and it was, quote, to create systemic change, change your leadership thinking. How about addressing implicit bias for student excellence? If you know anything, just a little bit, about where these ideas and these phrases come from, you know that this is stomping on the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.
You see, despite the drums of war from the centralized Politburo, regular moms and dads rising up was a phenomenal and positive wrinkle. We saw that all the while we saw the Keystone Pipeline canceled after Biden revoked the permit. Republican governor should have ignored Joe Biden. You see, moms and dads and parents across the country developing the Parents Party were starting to push back and say, I don't care what you're doing. We need Republicans, except Ron DeSantis, who's terrific, and Governor Gianforte and a couple others, Governor Stitt in Oklahoma, is basically rolled over and let them do whatever they wanted to. But local, local, local. We saw the reclamation of the area that you live in. Republicans traditionally never were engaged or involved in any of these fights. Cut 57 in May, the COVID war continued. Biden said that fully vaccinated people don't need to wear masks or physically distance. The changing of rules is an attribute of a tyrannical government. Never forget that. The constant and the irrational changing of rules is a characteristic of a tyrannical government. Play cut 57.
The CDC is saying they have concluded that fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
And then in July, we saw the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. United States did win the medal count. We beat the evil Chinese. The evil Chinese watch this show. They probably try to hack my computer all the time. Soulless, atheistic, unhappy, awful people. The evil Chinese government. I know people say, well, Charlie, what do you mean the Chinese people? You know what I mean, okay? And by the way, it's so interesting when you could say that against the Russians and no one cares. But you say that about the Chinese, everyone's like, you got to scramble and say it's the CCP. Okay, the evil CCP. No love lost for that tyrannical group of people. We beat them. 113 medal count. That was one of the highlights. And then July 6th rolled around. And cut 62, you saw the regime start to say, hey, yeah, I know there's some weird stuff happening in Afghanistan, but don't worry, there'll be no circumstances where we have to airlift people off. Cut 62.
There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable.
And then we saw the Taliban take over the country, and we still do not have answers from this. And when Republicans take back the House of Representatives, we need hearings, we need committees. Why and how did we arm the Taliban? How are we involved in this? What did we know and when did we know it? The toppling of the series of all these provincial capitals as the Taliban swept into Kabul, August 15th. August 26th, remember, 13 Marines and nearly 200 Afghans are killed during the evacuation operation, which was nothing more than a frenetic disgrace to the United States. Play cut 64.
Go ahead. My son was one of the Marines that died yesterday. 20 years and 6 months old, getting ready to come home from frickin' Jordan to be with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap just sent my son to die. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning to Marines at my door telling me my son was dead. So my son is gone. And I just want all you Democrats who voted for him legitimately, you just killed my son with a dementia-ridden piece of crap who doesn't even know he's in the White House. He still thinks he's a senator.
Yep, that's Joe Biden. Biden does not care about the death of American citizens. That's been a hallmark of his year. Biden is unmoved by the population of Americans that die. 13 Marines were killed there. Because of Joe Biden. You could say he has blood on his hands, but that's rather cliche. Final U.S. troops depart while leaving Americans behind. And then you saw the dumbest Secretary of Defense in American history, who's never won a war, Secretary Austin, the woke CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion head of our defense. We're going to get everyone out that we can evacuate. Yeah, right. Play cut 65.
And we're going to get everyone that we can possibly evacuate it. And I'll do that as long as we possibly can until the clock runs out or we run out of capability.
Fat generals lose wars like Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin. Defiant Biden says Afghanistan was a super success. What are you talking about? It's wonderful. Cut 69.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
And then Biden's approval rating dropped to 43% and has not recovered since. Inflation started to kick in. Texas passed the heartbeat bill after 6 weeks, and the Supreme Court decided to block the law and saying it's a question for declined to block the law, I'm sorry, and saying it's a question for lower courts. But then all of a sudden we saw in September, which is where I really want to focus on because it kind of completes the entire year, as the bottom began to rise against the top and the top-down revolution and the cultural blitzkrieg that they attempted of going after Steve Bannon and storming the home of James O'Keefe and trying to go after political dissidents, as all these things were occurring, we saw the National School Board Association of America send Joe Biden a letter asking for his assistance to treat school board members that are showing up and complaining about pornographic transgender curriculum, that are showing up and talking about how their children are being indoctrinated around CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, as domestic terrorists. They did this in collusion with the White House to use the Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, Department of Justice to create threat assessment tags to spy on parents that show up and complain that their kids' schools are a total mess. Now, all the while, the Department of Justice did nothing while we saw one of the largest crime surges in American history. Portland crime up 116%, Philadelphia crime up 28%, Los Angeles crime up 44%, New York crime up 19%, Atlanta crime up 38%. Meanwhile, the city of Chicago saw 841 homicides, 4,514 people total shot, 3,723 people shot and wounded, and 791 people shot and killed. But in Chicago, if you do not have your vaccine card, you're not allowed to go into the restaurant, even though a majority of the 800 plus murders that happened in Chicago this last year go unsolved. But that's the same thing. Lori Lightfoot doesn't care that blood rolls in the streets of Chicago. She just cares that you don't wear a mask when you go to a restaurant. The same as Joe Biden couldn't care less that 13 Marines were killed because of him, all the while he denies monoclonal antibody treatment to people that need it all across the country. Merrick Garland admitted that his federal investigation was into parents who oppose critical race theory, using and weaponizing the Department of Justice. But in the last segment of this, we're going to talk about the big lesson and where we stand now. The regime was cocky, prideful in January. Where are they now in December of this calendar year? That's the most important thing as we conclude our reflection on 2021. You have homeowners insurance for a good reason. Charlie Kirk here, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy does not cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you need Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title the instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way to your home's title. They help shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address now to see if you're already a victim. It's a very important service. Make sure your home is not being stolen without your knowledge. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio for 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's how the year started for the regime. And it was, the black line is the support of the regime. The red line was the disapproval. So for all intents and purposes, that's the Real Clear Politics polling average. We'll put this on charliekirk.com. Let's put that on charliekirk.com, guys. So it's just the Biden's year in one picture. I think that's probably a good one. And what you see here is starting in January, he was unquestioned, unmoved, popular. Yeah, right. And that red line was the resurgence of the grassroots activists that climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed. Now Biden's numbers are upside down. He has an approval rating in the low 40s at that, and a disapproval rating, which is not always the same thing, near 56, 58%. It's the resurgence of the American spirit. We exposed the expert class this year. People don't trust Fauci and Pfizer. I mean, some people do, but a majority do not. The frequency of which we are having conversations is elevated. We are seeing an enlightenment happen, and it happened quicker than ever because of the aggression, the hyper-aggressive posture of the regime. They misplayed their hand, their cards. On January 20th, they thought they were ruling the country. They thought they were ushered in to the golden era of the Roman emperors. The Pax Romana is what Joe Biden thought he was overseeing. And in reality, it was a 60-day honeymoon. And then the borders fell wide open and the supply chain crisis and the double-digit inflation and the vaccine mandates and the virus wouldn't go away. And he gave $85 billion of weapons to the Taliban. And moms and dads started showing up at school boards. And the frequency of which conversations were happening was increasing. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. Anti-racism. What is CRT and where does it come from? Higher level discussion. Why are you taking down Thomas Jefferson? I like him. Higher level discussion. We were going higher, we as pro-Americans, in the pursuit of things that were eternal, beautiful, and good. And the other side, the scum rats, the Democrats, they went deeper and darker. You don't get vaccinated, we're going to quietly triage you. Like, yeah, okay. Expose the ruling class, the expert class and the ruling class. The left became purely corporatist and global. And the people in charge, the collectivists, the authoritarians, they started prideful. In January, they started prideful. Now, they're paranoid. The lesson of 2021, as we finish this broadcast, the last broadcast of this calendar year for us, and we look at the entire arc, it really was the year where the citizen took their rightful place. We're not done. It's just the start. Whether it be in audits or school board meetings or challenging our officials or running for local government. But 2021, as a entire arc, they did everything they could to make you give up. They tried to provoke your surrender. They tried to make you sue for peace. And instead, the more they metaphorically bombed you to try to make you go into submission, our ranks increased. We called that the anti-fragile movement. We said that earlier this year. And we look back on January 5th when we lost the Georgia runoffs to now to the end of this calendar year. We started in the weakest, most vulnerable, exposed, demoralized, fractured position imaginable. And the other side thought they could deliver a death blow to the freedom, American, nationalist, conservative movement. And they were wrong. The indestructible citizen, the resilient population, the rise of the parents' party, listening to your voters, a populist focus. And now we are here at the end of 2021 with record Democrat resignations and record interest on our side. And the ruling class is now sighing, well, at least I just get to go in my beach home, because we're not going to get done what we thought we would. They lost this year. And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you could do so by going to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.